About this time, I was moved to give forth the following exhortation to friends in the ministry. Friends, in the power of life and wisdom and dread of the Lord God of life and heaven and earth dwell, that in the wisdom of God over all ye may be preserved, and be a terror to all the adversaries of God, and a dread, answering that of God in them all, spreading the truth, awakening the witness, confounding deceit, gathering out of transgression into the light, the covenant of light and peace with God. Let all nations hear the sound by word or writing. Spare no place, spare no tongue nor pen, but be obedient to the Lord God. Go through the work. Be valiant for the truth upon earth, and tread and trample upon all that is contrary. Ye have the power, do not abuse it, and strengthen presence of the Lord, eye it, and the wisdom, that with it you may all be ordered to the glory of the Lord God. Keep in the dominion, keep in the power over all deceit. Tread over them in that which lets you see to the world's end and the uttermost parts of the earth. Reign and rule with Christ, whose scepter and throne are now set up, whose dominion is over all to the ends of the earth, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, whose throne is an everlasting throne, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and whose power is above all powers. Therefore, this is the word of the Lord God to you all. Keep in the wisdom of God that spreads over all the earth, the wisdom of the creation that is pure from above, not destructive. For now shall salvation go out of Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and now shall the law go forth from Jerusalem to answer the principle of God in all, to hew down all inventors and inventions. For all the princes of the earth are but as heir to the power of the Lord God, which you are in and have tasted of. Therefore live in it. This is the word of the Lord God to you all. Do not abuse it. Keep down and low, and take heed of false joys that will change. Bring all into the worship of God. Plow up the fallow ground. Thrash and get out the corn, that the seed, the wheat, may be gathered into the barn, that to the beginning all people may come to Christ, who was before the world was made. For the chaff is come upon the wheat by transgression. He that treads it out is out of transgression and fathoms transgression, puts a difference between the precious and the vile, and can pick out the wheat from the tares and gather into the garner. So brings to the lively hope the immortal soul into God out of which it came. None worship God but who come to the principle of God which they have transgressed. None are plowed up but he who comes to the principle of God in him that he hath transgressed. Then he doth service to God. Then is the planting and the watering, and the increase from God cometh. So the ministers of the Spirit must minister to the Spirit that is in prison, which hath been in captivity in every one, that with the Spirit of Christ people may be led out of captivity up to God, the Father of spirits, do service to him, and have unity with him, with the Scriptures, and with one another. This is the word of the Lord God to you all, and a charge to you all in the presence of the living God. Be patterns, be examples in all your countries, places, islands, nations, wherever you come, that your carriage and life may preach among all sorts of people and to them. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone, whereby in them ye may be a blessing, and make the witness of God in them to bless you. Then to the Lord God you will be a sweet savor and a blessing. Spare no deceit. Lay the sword upon it. Go over it. Keep yourselves clear of the blood of all men, either by word or writing, and keep yourselves clean that you may stand in your throne, and everyone have his lot, and stand in the lot in the Ancient of Days. The blessing of the Lord be with you, and keep you over all the idolatrous worships and worshippers. Let them know the living God, for teachings, churches, worships, set up by man's earthly understanding, knowledge, and will, must be thrown down by the power of the Lord God. All this must be overthrown by that which gave forth Scripture, and who are in that reign over it all. That is the word of the Lord God to you all. In that is God worshipped. That brings to declare his will, and brings to the church in God the ground and pillar of truth. For now has the mighty day of the Lord appeared, and the arrows of the Almighty are gone forth, which shall stick in the hearts of the wicked. Now will I arise, saith the Lord God Almighty, to trample and thunder down deceit, which hath long reigned and stained the earth. Now will I have my glory out of every one. The Lord God Almighty, over all in his strength and power, keep you to his glory, that you may come to answer that of God in every one. Proclaim the mighty day of the Lord of fire and sword, who will be worshipped in spirit and in truth, and keep in the life and power of the Lord God, that the inhabitants of the earth may tremble before you, that the Lord's power and majesty may be admired among the hypocrites and heathens, and ye in the wisdom, dread, life, terror, and dominion preserved to his glory, that nothing may rule or reign but power and life itself, and in the wisdom of God ye may be preserved in it. This is the word of the Lord God to you all. The call is now out of transgression. The Spirit bids, come. The call is now from all false worship and gods, and from all inventions and dead works to serve the living God. The call is to repentance, to amendment of life, whereby righteousness may be brought forth, which shall go throughout the earth. Therefore, ye that are chosen and faithful, who are with the Lamb, go through your work faithfully and in the strength and power of the Lord, and be obedient to the power, for that will save you out of the hands of unreasonable men and preserve you over the world to himself. Hereby you may live in the kingdom that stands in power, which hath no end, where glory and life is. GF.